Hi there. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. How many of you have a favorite Bible character? Well, one of my favorites is Deborah. Deborah was a dynamic woman in the Old Testament when the nation, when God's people were in such a mess and there was so much discord and pressure and warfare against them. But God raised up Deborah in such a time to bring forth righteousness and justice in that hour. Do you know that some of you that are watching today are called just like Deborah was to rise up in this hour to be a voice piece for God? Deborah was both a prophetess and a judge, which were the two highest positions amongst God's people in that day. It was before they had kings. So the prophet heard the voice of the Lord and then gave the word to the nation. And then they also judged to make sure that that word was enforced. And so Deborah, being appointed a judge and a prophet, was very, very significant and key. Do you know that everyone is important in the body of Christ? Every single person and every single position is important for kingdom advancement. Some of you are probably thinking right now, well, I don't think I'm very special. I don't think I'm very significant. But you know, even in Deborah's day, Deborah is one of my most favorite Bible characters, especially as a woman. You know, she was a wonderful woman of God who was righteous in all of her ways. But she was a team player and she understood the significance of every other person in the mix. For example, Barak. Barak was a man of God who led the armies of Israel. A lot of times this story, I think, has been really misinterpreted, and we're going to play some segments for you from Women on the Frontline in just a moment that shares my perspective on the story of Deborah and Barak. I've heard it preached that, you know, Barak was just some kind of a wimp that, you know, God threw in the mix, and he was, you know, being punished because he let a woman rule over him. And I don't know where people get that from, because that story of Deborah and Barak is so amazing that it shows two significant leaders in the body of Christ discerning each other's gifts and working together. But it wasn't just Deborah and it wasn't just Barak holding those key positions. It was people like Lapidoth, who was Deborah's husband. You never hear much about Lapidoth, but his name means burning torch, so that says something. And he was a backup for Deborah. He was one that lit her way. And then you have the armies that served Barak, and there was many commanders and many laborers in that army, and every single one of them was important. And then, of course, we have Jael, and Jael had a very unique ministry, a tent peg ministry. I wouldn't want that one, but her place was really significant, and so is yours. And so let's have a look right now at what the Word says about Deborah and Barak. What does the Word say about each member in the body of Christ laboring together? What does this say about you and your significance today amongst God's people? Let's go to that now, and I'll be back in just a moment. Now it says in verse 4, now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. At this time in Israel's history, they didn't have kings yet. And the Lord watched over and ruled the nations through the prophets, because the prophets would hear the word of the Lord and direct the people according to that word. In those days, only the prophets had that direct word from God. Now we all have access to that word. But in those days, only God's appointed and anointed prophets had that word. And then the judges were set in place to make sure that the word was executed and there wouldn't be a violation of the word. And if there was, then there would be the consequences for that. So the prophets and the judges were the ones who really directed the nations. They were the highest level of leadership in that sense in the entire nation. Although I want to say this, just inject this. In the kingdom of God, Jesus clearly said, the greatest is the servant. So in the kingdom, it's not about getting to the top or getting to the greatest realm of authority. It's who can love the most, who can serve the most, who can humble themselves the most to bring others into the fullness of their place.
In this time in Israel's history, God chose, because God was the one who anointed the prophets. They weren't voted on. It wasn't a vote. God anointed and appointed the prophets and the judges, and he chose Deborah. Not because there wasn't a man. Are you kidding? There was millions of them. He chose Deborah because he chose her. He chose Deborah because he created her with a certain DNA, with certain gifting, with certain abilities, and groomed her in righteousness. He chose her and gifted her because he chose her. He didn't choose her in place of a man. He hasn't chosen any of you in place of anyone else. He has made you unique to who you are, and he has carved out a place for you to stand and shine in life. And each and every one of you is important. Deborah was a prophetess. She was a judge, and she was a wife. In that one verse, you see those three wonderful callings. It is a servant calling to stand for a nation in the office of a prophet. It is a servant stand to represent a nation as a judge. But it is also a very high and holy calling to serve as a wife. And I'm glad that they put that in there. Now, Deborah's name means honeybee. And what I love about honeybees is they make honey. Honey is sweet. The Bible says it's really good for you. And it's full of, like, antibiotics. And, you know, it's just a natural good thing to have. I try to eat a spoonful of it every day because the Bible says it's good for you. But we also know through scientific research that honey, especially when you eat it from the area that you live in, it has things that feed your immune system and will fight off diseases and all kinds of things. So a spoonful of honey will do you good every day. It'll make your eyes shine too. But another thing I love about bees is not only that they make what is sweet, is that they work together. Bees work together to bring about the purpose of the whole. And I believe that that was the heart of Deborah. And I believe that it is the heart of a people who will rise up in the glory, who will work as one in the unity of the Spirit, each one knowing their place, each one moving forward in confidence, in rest, and in focus. And this is what I see in the life of Deborah. Her husband's name, and I'm so glad that they highlighted his name because you never hear about him again. His name was Lapidoth. And Lapidoth means burning torch. So Lapidoth wasn't some oppressed man in the back closet. He was a man who was confident in himself, and he was a burning torch for his God and for Deborah to make a way for her because her calling happened to be more visible. She had a calling that was more visible, but just because a calling is visible doesn't mean that it is more important. Some of you have a calling that is very hidden, and it is as important as those that are more visible because we're all one, serving one God, and we need to honor and respect each other in that. God made Lapidoth, Lapidoth. He didn't call Lapidoth to be Deborah. He called Lapidoth to be Lapidoth, a burning torch for God. I have more of a public profile. I don't need it. I don't necessarily want it. I just told the Lord years ago, I'll be happy to serve you in whatever you need me to do. If that means you have to put me out in a visible place, that's fine. But a hidden place is fine too. Whatever you need me to do, I will do, and whatever you want me to be, I will be. Because all of it is awesome. My husband, on the other hand, he has more of a hidden place. He operates in the ministry of helps, and he loves it. My Ron is like a teddy bear. My Ron is steadfast, immovable. unshakable. He has unshakable faith. He is the greatest encourager I have in my life. One time we were at a conference, one of the supernaturals, and someone asked at the panel, does your husband ever attend these meetings? And Ron walks down the aisle from the back, just very slowly, because he's slow, I'm fast, he's slow. And he walks down the aisle, and he says, yeah, here I am. And he explained that his passion is to serve in the background. We always say that Ron's like the mortar between the bricks. But if we didn't have Ron, if I didn't have Ron in my life, I couldn't shine for God the way I do. If our team did not have Ron on the team, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. You might not hear much about Ron because he's in a hidden place, but he'll probably get a much greater reward than myself or anyone on our team. And to be honest with you, he deserves it. Faithful in his place. Lapidoth was faithful in his place. So often I hear people say, well, the reason that God chose Deborah is because, you know, he was punishing the men. What a stupid thing to say. He was blessing the men. In Christ there is no male nor female. We together, in the glory of God, we're created in his image and likeness. Male and female created he us. We honor and love each other. Deborah honored her husband. She was a wife. And her husband honored her. That's the way it's supposed to be. She used to sit under the palm tree. Now the palm tree stands for righteousness, justice, and beauty. And she sat under the palm tree of Deborah. That is where she judged from. And the sons of Israel would come to her for judgment. So they would bring the cases to her. And she would judge them on behalf of God. Now she sent and summoned Barak. Now Barak was the head of the armed forces of the nation. His name means lightning. And so he was no wimp. He was no wet noodle of a man. He was very, very strong. And let me tell you, you do not get a position as he had by being irresponsible or neglectful or untrained or unseasoned. You get promoted through faithfulness. You get promoted by the Lord when he sees that you are faithful, when you have integrity, and when you've moved to a place where the authority and the operation of your gift will be able to work into a greater sphere of influence. So Barak was such a man. Barak was not put in charge of the armies of Israel because of weakness. He was put in place because of strength. I can hardly wait to meet Barak. Barak is one of my heroes in the Bible because he had a glimpse of New Testament journey in the kingdom of God where male and female together in God advance the kingdom. I love this character. I love him. So she said to Barak, she summoned him, as a prophet, she's now in her prophet role. She had a role of a judge, and then she would move in the office of a prophet. Many of you have more than one emphasis or way that you serve the Lord. She had these two. And as a prophetess, she called Barak and said, go and march to Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men from the sons of Naphtali and from the sons of Zebulun. Now, she received that word in her sacred place and in her sacred time. She's speaking as a prophetess, and as a prophetess, she is receiving a weighty word for the freedom of a nation. We're going to see later that this one word of direction that the seasoned and faithful prophetess Deborah spoke to the army's captain in Israel, saved the nation from 20 years of oppression and brought their rescue. God is raising up many men and women in the prophetic. In fact, for over a year now, I have been interceding into the breaking open of a new level of prophets or a new level of prophetic authority that is going to be released through the prophets, that when they go into a region, they will have the direct word out of the sacred place in the sacred time, the direct word of dominion and authority, that when it is spoken, it will immediately shift things into their place. Immediately. We have such prophets in this room. We have such prophets in this room who are going to go to a new level of seasoning in the presence of the Lord to get that weight, because we need it in this hour in order to be rescued.
Do you know that one word from God in the secret place can transform a life and even a nation? And that's what happened with Deborah. Out of her place of fellowship and communion with God, she received a word of strategy that won the battle. But once you get a word, what do you do with it? You need the word of the Lord to even follow through on the implementation. And she had that. Deborah went and delivered that word to Barak. And then together, they went and secured a victory for God's name and for the nation. Isn't that awesome? You can get those words too. We're going to go to this segment right now, and as soon as we get back, I'm going to pray for you.
She gives specifics in this prophetic word. She says, I will draw out to you Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his many troops to the river Kishon, and I will give him into your hands. So now she gives specifics, and this is very important to realize. When you get a prophetic word, highlight the specifics. We're going to find later that Barak listened very, very carefully to this word. He listened to the instruction, what God was giving him, and was ready to execute it and to walk it through in every aspect of that word. He honored every single word that was spoken, and he listened and he obeyed. Then Barak said to her, if you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go. Now I've heard some interpret this as saying, well, God was trying to give Barak, you know, the opportunity to be the big man in the nation, but he wimped out and wanted a woman to go with him, so he lost his place. Hello? The man called Lightning doesn't think like that. Do you know why he said he wouldn't go into battle without Deborah? Do you understand why? It was because he honored the word of God. The prophets were the only ones that had the word of God. And he said, if the word of God does not go with me into this battle, I will not go. But if the word of God goes with me, I will go. What he was actually saying is, he's saying, we will release the dominion of the kingdom of God in this hour, but I can't do it alone. And this isn't a one-man show. We need each other. I have my gifting as a commander, but you have the word, and I'm not going alone, because what I carry is not enough to make it happen. Church, we need each other. There is so much healing needed in the body of Christ. So many factions, so many divisions, so much hurt and pain, because we just haven't got this point yet. But the glory will heal, and the glory will unite, and the glory will open up our eyes to see the importance of every member's significance, and that we need each other, and I just can't do it without you. Hallelujah. Oh, I love Barak. And then Deborah responds, and I love her heart. She was so submitted. We have to submit to one another and be willing to serve. She had already done her part as a prophetess. She had given the word. She had given the direction to go into battle, and even told him how it was going to work and how Sisera was going to be taken out. He had the specifics now. But he said, I really need you to go with me. Don't just leave me with the word, but let the word come with me. And she submitted because she had a servant heart. She was willing to serve another person's mandate, knowing that together in Jesus, they make a great team. She said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the honor shall not be yours on the journey that you are about to take, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hands of a woman. And then Deborah arose and went with Barak. Many people interpret that as saying, you see, God was going to give the honor to Barak, but because he needed Deborah to go with him, he lost his reward, and now God was going to give it to a woman. That's not how it reads at all. Barak could have cared less about any honor. He was a man of God. When you're a true woman of God, when you're a true man of God, it's not about the honor you get. Your personal honor is not the reward. Seeing the will of God done, that's the reward.
You know what I sense in the Spirit? I sense that many of you are going to be getting specific words from God in your sacred place. There's something about that time that you spend with God. You know, Jesus said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. You know, Deborah and Barak, they had this amazing victory that we'll see next time when you see part two. They had this amazing victory that they shared together and with their whole team, everyone doing their part. But the actual essence of that victory was secured in the secret place. You see, that's where prophets got their words, when they were alone with God. It says about Deborah that she used to abide under a palm tree of Deborah, which was a place where she would seek the Lord and wait for the word of the Lord to come to her. You know, if you make it a practice to wait on the Lord before you make decisions in life, then those decisions, when they're made, will have the oil of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord all over it. He will not only give you the inspiring revelation, but he'll give you the battle plan as well. He'll give you the strategy on what to do to implement the word that he gives you. That's what Deborah did. She received the word of the Lord. She received the instruction in the secret place. And then when it was delivered to Barak, together they carried it out with all the other members. Many of you are going to be getting strategic words for your life. It's a season of strategic words. I just heard the Spirit say that. They're going to be downloaded to you from the very presence of God. So the most important thing for you is to posture yourself, not only to receive the words from God, but to obey them. You know, sometimes people receive words from God and they say, well, I got this revelation, I got this insight, but then they don't obey the word or they don't implement it. And you can't have success. You can't have victory without that. And so I want to encourage you right now to go into that sacred place. Listen. Some of you might be saying right now, well, I never hear from God. I can't hear from God. Like, I don't know. Like, what do I do? You know, how do I know it's God? Well, you know, you can get some good training. You can go to our store at xpmedia.com. There's lots of training on hearing the voice of God and things like that. But the main thing is to have confidence that you can hear, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. And so listen, maybe get a journal ready and get ready to journal out your thoughts that God gives you. Look up the scripture, read the Bible and get it confirmed. And then once you have it, go for it. Obey the word of God and see victory and see his overcoming power just demonstrated in your life in amazing ways. You know, I want to encourage those of you that are women. In fact, we have a item called Women in Christ Arise. It is a CD set, two CDs, And the first CD is the entire message of Deborah and Barak and walking as one together in the body of Christ that I delivered at Women on the Front Lines. It's a powerful, dynamic message and that you can listen to it and get that word deep into your heart. But the second is by Mary Audrey Raycroft, who is a wonderful minister from TACF up in Canada. And she speaks on what God really said about women. Have you ever been approached with, you know, well, I don't think women should be preaching or leading or teaching because of what Paul said? Well, Mary Audrey Raycroft goes into the very roots of those words and passages of Scripture and shows you that Paul was actually affirming women in their place. So it's called Women in Christ Arise, a 2-CD teaching set. And just go to xpmedia.com, or actually you can phone the number on your screen right now and order it from the toll-free line. But there's many other items on the store that you might be interested in that will feed your spirit. I also want to encourage you to think about becoming a Breaker Team partner and partner with us financially for the ongoing production and broadcasting of this program. We prepare these programs for you because we love you, but it is supported. These programs are supported by the faithful donors and the partners who so graciously serve the Lord through their giving. If you've been enjoying the program, would you call the toll-free line right now and give a generous donation to help the program move forward? We'd really appreciate this. Now I want to finish up right now by praying for you. Father, I ask that you would just blaze your fire of love inside of my friends' hearts right now, that you would empower them in the secret place to receive from you like never before, and that they would really come to know this deep within their heart, that you truly love them with an everlasting love. You really do. And so enjoy that, and we'll see you next time for part two.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.